Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hi.
Hi, Keith.
How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic now that you're here, buddy.
Nice to see you. I like the guitar behind you, Rob.
Thank you. What's that?
Oh, I was just going to tell him all about you, but you can tell him you're right here.
You got a story?
Well, you could probably, it says Purple Haze. It's kind of like my Jimi Hendrix tribute wall over there. That's the American Fender Stratocaster that he, not the one that he played at Woodstock, but that's like where it became famous. That was always my favorite guitar.
96. Do you have a favorite guitar?
That'd be a 1968 Olympic White. Do I have a favorite guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Really?
No, just the one that whatever has the magic in it at the time.
Okay, whatever one's in your hand at the time, in the moment.
Yeah. I've got some go-tos, but sometimes a completely foreign guitar, like one I've never played before, can yield something really because you've never played it. So you sort of, it's all new.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. Do you feel like some guitars have their own energy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Songs have their own energy. I mean, this album, without going into a long story, this album actually started over 2 years ago, and I had a very clear idea of what I wanted to do, and I went about recording all these songs, and I ended up with 13 songs, and in February of 2023. I took that album in, very excited to play it for my team, and about four or five songs in, I could just feel all this air going out of my everything, just deflated because I knew it wasn't finished. And I sat there and I went, oh, no. I could feel it in the room too, and I went, this isn't it, is it? And, you know, and my team, God bless them, they're like, well, you tell me. I went, it's not. I just knew it. It just wasn't there. And to your point about guitars having a thing, I think there was about four or five, maybe four songs, Messed Up As Me was one of them, that these groups of songs, I know this sounds weird, but truly it was like the song said to me, we're not meant to be part of this thing that you've done. We're part of another thing. And if you are willing to take us from this thing and get back in the trenches and finish it, we'll tell you all the other songs that you're missing. Literally like the songs told me what was missing. And then we wrote Straight Line and we wrote all these other songs, and I did a duet with somebody last summer, and everything just started to flow. But it was literally like the songs were telling me what to do.
Is that so hard as an artist to accept that when you just worked so hard on this?
Yeah.
Is that hard? Yeah.
It's beyond hard because, you know, there's definitely a part of me that goes, it's fine. It's because the alternative is, okay, fine, no touring this year. No album this year. Back into the trenches you go. You know, I know you worked for a year, but back in you go. And you're like, so none of that. I didn't want to do any of that. It would have been so much easier to just go, it's fine, you know. But I got to be 100% in. I can't be 99% in. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And I hate saying this, but it's so true. I left that meeting, went out, sat in my car, and I bawled my eyes out.
Wow.
I literally did. I know that sounds pathetic to a lot of people.
No.
But after putting in that much work and knowing what was ahead of me work-wise, which I didn't want to do, it just gutted me. It was like being kicked in the stomach. And I'm like, ugh. And sure enough, it took a year. It took a year to finish out the record. And I'm so grateful for everybody giving me the time to do it, having the willingness to do it. And for the music saying to me, trust us. Just go with us.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to a place where you're going to be so much happier with everything, but you just got to trust us.
I feel like it just shows how much you care, though. I mean, you could, as a fan, as a Keith Urban fan, you could, you know, as they say, sing the phone book, and we'd be like, yeah, you know, Keith. So it's nice to know like how much it means to you, because I think you could probably put out anything that, something that you think would be bad, I think a lot of your fans would
I think would we
go,
would really like, yeah.
That's great. Right. And the interesting thing as well is that we hear from a lot of artists that some of the songs that they didn't think were that great end up being their biggest songs. So yeah. when these songs were telling you this isn't it, did you ever have that thought like, well, maybe it's just one of those times where it's just me and they might be one of those songs that you never thought would be a big hit?
The songs, actually, I was happy with all the songs. They were just kind of the same thing a little bit. Not to say everything was like messed up as me, because there were some up-tempo songs on there. But I set out to make this record with a producer that I work with a lot, and the two of us were going to do it together. I wasn't going to work with different people. I'm just going to do this. Here we go. Here's the, it's almost like the framework. I'm going to work within this framework and only this framework for the whole album. That's going to give me focus so I don't go wandering off like I sometimes do. Like, here we go. Good. It'll keep me on track. And what ended up happening was it just became limiting. It just became everything sits in between here and here. And what I really love, a lot of it sits outside of that. And it was missing that. It was missing the stuff, the other stuff. It was just missing it. And so when I aborted that idea and kicked the doors down, we wrote Straight Line and we started writing all these other songs that were such... That song was born out of frustration and wanting to be alive again and bristling with creativity and energy. And so it was crazy how that song was about breaking out of routine and monotony, which for me was what I'd just been through.
Can I ask you might be a weird question that I noticed in the lyrics of Messed Up As Me, you right off the top, you have color in there. And it always seems that you have songs with color. And I just wondered if you heard music in color. Because we talked to someone else recently that heard music in color, like when you visualize music, is that a thing for you?
I've heard that a lot with people. No, I've never had that experience. Have you had that experience listening to music?
Well, actually, when you're telling your story about your songs, I experience that, like, my brain goes to little characters. Like, I literally made up, like, a cartoon in my head of these, like, little tiny songs that are like, listen to us. Like,
right.
I think I make up, like, a little story with characters or something. But I think everyone thinks different.
Yes.
But I just wondered if you were, because I was like, oh, he's attracted to always, like, this color theme. And I just wondered if that was it for you. That's all.
No, but I mean, certainly blue. When I get blue, I get dark blue. I mean, I think that's just, boy, that's true. That's super true. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the curse of the artist, right?
I think it's just the curse of being, not the curse. It's the cost of being a human.
Yeah. Okay.
It is, right? You know, we wish it was just an unbroken boulevard of green lights. But if it was, we'd hate that too. You know, we get bored with that. So.
Yeah.
Well, I know it had to have been a tough experience, like you explained, but obviously it's worth the wait. You didn't think it was going to take that long, but it's so worth it now that you did wait and put in that extra effort for that year.
I'm grateful for it now. Now that it's done, and it's 11 songs. It's not 13. It's a more concise record. It's got all the flow and diversity that I think particularly our concerts are known for. I chose Straight Line as the first song because I felt like it really captured the feeling that I hope people feel when they come and see us in concert. That feeling of just forgetting about life and losing yourself in this utopian place for a couple of hours and just loving everything. Straight Line did that from an energy standpoint.
I think that's easy to do at one of your shows. When you go there, you are there and you are in it the entire time. And we love that you always go out into the crowd.
Yeah.
It's like 1 minute you're on stage, 1 minute you're in the very, very back.
Yeah.
It's just a fun experience. And I know there's a lot of ladies grabbing at you when you're going through the crowd. I think.
Oh, yeah. Keith, listen, this morning I was saying to a friend that I was going to talk to you today. And she was like, I had a dream about him last night. So, and I was like, what kind of dream? And she was like, oh, no, no, no. Okay, listen.
Holly wants to know. This is great.
No, but I was like, I wonder what that's like when, in the beginning, when you first realized that you were essentially like a sex symbol, if you will, like the ladies were going to love you. Was there ever like a moment where you're like, aha, or anything like that? Because she remembers seeing you play in Wisconsin. And you took off your shirt and then everyone went crazy and you said something like, oh, you guys like that, huh? Like, oh, like a surprise, like, or something.
I have no memory of ever taking my shirt off in concert. Maybe rehab was the next week.
Oh, but she says, but that's what she said. And, and I was like, I wonder what that's like for him. Is he comfortable with that? Like,
I'm comfortable playing guitar.
Okay.
I'm so grateful that I play guitar because it feels like the balance. Everything stays in balance. Like, I'm here to play guitar. I love singing. I love everyone getting into it. And it just feels like that instrument helps keep a good equilibrium between everything. Because I see myself as a musician first and foremost, as a guitar player who sings, you know.
But the girls really do like the music.
I don't know if I've noticed this. Do you ever put the guitar down and just sing at your shows?
Yeah, every now and then and play piano on a track or, you know, I've done definitely play drums and sing. But guitar is like my duet partner. And I've always thought about the guitar and my voice as being a duet more than anything. I think when my guitar and my voice go together, then it all makes sense. And this record is full of a lot of guitar playing that I think was starting to not make its way onto my albums as much in the last few records, but this is full of guitar playing.
I love that. I just heard it. This came up earlier when I was listening to random songs, but it was Eruption by Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I know I'm going to be talking to you in just a few minutes. You're one of the greatest guitar players in the world. Is that a song that you ever played just for fun? Or
no, where do you begin with that? That's like Fly to the Bumblebee. You know,
I don't know. I felt like you obviously can pull it off. It'd be cool to see you play that.
Oh, no way. No, Eddie's a whole other stratosphere of genius, innovation, indescribable guitar playing, very much like Hendrix. I mean, like you can't hear anybody's influence in Eddie. You can't hear anybody's influence in Jimi Hendrix, but you can hear those guys' influences on everything that came after them. You know, that's
who's number three on your guitar player list besides those guys?
Well, Hendrix is one, and I've never met any guitar player that argues with that. I think we all agree Hendrix is number one. Number two and three, and it collapses after that. That's when everyone starts getting into fistfights, I think, when you do best guitarist lists, because it's impossible. I mean, is Jeff Beck better than Eric Clapton? Are those guys, you know what I mean? At some point.
I mean, it's all, it's opinion based, but I was just curious as to who do you like the most?
It changes a lot, you know, like I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. I love Billy Gibbons, Brian May. My list goes on and on. I love Malcolm Young, the rhythm guitarist from AC/DC, and he never gets the props because Angus is such a phenomenal player. But Malcolm is truly one of the greatest rhythm players that ever lived. So my list is a bit more eclectic.
Yeah.
Before we go, I have a quick question. I did see that there is soon to be an opening back at American Idol. Katy Perry's leaving. So does that mean that you might come back? I know you were there as a mentor, but come back as a judge, as a coach.
No. I did some mentoring and had a blast doing it. But I only just found out about Katie not coming back. That was new to me.
Yeah, the news just came out. So I was just wondering. I was like, oh, well, maybe Keith Urban. I don't know.
I would assume they're looking for another girl. Just going on a limb. But you never know. Maybe Luke will put a wig on and step to the middle and they'll find a guy.
He would love that. He would absolutely love that. Yeah.
Well, hey, Keith, we always appreciate the time, man. It's always fun hanging out.
Likewise, Rob. Thank you very much. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you. Thank you for the conversation. And always thank you for the music. We appreciate you.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Have a great day.
Yeah, you Bye-bye. Too. See ya.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!